Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, for the birth of Jesus Christ. And the way that he was birthed should let us know that God cares so much for us, because he was born in the manger where he was at what we consider to be the lowliest of stature, which means you don't have to be rich to have God. You don't have to be important to have God. All you need to do is just trust. And if you trust, God will be with you even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. Amen. 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 We're going to move the pastoral prayer down to just before I preach for the preservation of time. As Moderator Farner stated, we're going to head over to Hutchison immediately after service. They're expecting for us to get there at 12 because they have two things going on, and they have allowed us to squeeze in between those two things. So when service is over, don't hang around and talk and play like we normally do and chit-chat. Let's head on down the street to Hutchison. Amen. And then soon after we finish with Hutchison, those of you who are going to go with me, we're going over to King Hill to do their New Year's service. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're going to ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for these blessings that have been given here today. And Master, as we always pray, let what we have collected be used to uplift someone who needs you. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your presence. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Blessings flow, praise. disturbed.
I'm sorry.
Not even a mouse.
Thank you.
Christmas from the male court. Amen. Wait a minute. See, I didn't know that we were going to have the Temptations in the house today. Curtis, we need to pass the plates around again. We didn't charge them for the concert. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. God is good. Amen. That's our gift for today. Amen. We can go home and tell folks we saw the Temptations. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you. Master, when we look back at 2025, it has been a challenging year. There have been many hills to climb, many mountains to overcome, many valleys to crawl through. There have been some dark days. But Master, we are so appreciative because even in all of that, we realize that you were with us. So when we had mountains to climb, you helped us. When there was darkness in our life, you shined the light. So we come to say thank you. And Master, as we move into 2026, we don't know what's to come, but we know that as long as we're in your pavilion, as long as we're in your bosom, as long as we're in your protecting, as long as we're under your covering, whatever it is that we may face, we can face it with power. Because it will not be us standing by ourselves, but it'll be you standing for us. So we come, Master, this morning to say thank you for whatever is to transpire beyond this point. Because we know whatever it is, it shall be a blessing. Because you will be with us. And we know that you don't allow us to handle anything or go into anything without there being a way of escape. Because you make a way for us out of no way. You make a way for us even when we don't know there's a way to be made. So we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for you being our God. Thank you for you being who you are in our lives. And Master, we don't care who it is that stand before us. For there may be many giants that we may face, but as David did, we can slay them because you are our power. So Master, we come now to say thank you for being our God. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to say thank you. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let all God's children say amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, and I won't be long because as we stated, we have to run over to Hutchison. I shared with the wife that I will probably be about 5 minutes. She said, who are you saying that to? Are you joking? Because you can't preach only for 5 minutes. But we will be probably about 10 minutes long. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And it reads, and the same day when the eve was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awaken him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Just for a few moments, I would like to deal with the subject, who is in your ship with you? Who is in your ship with you? And my proposition to you is today, you have to invite him in. Let me say that one more time. You have to invite him in. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I know this is not one of the usual scriptures that we use to close out the year. And I want you to know I actually had another sermon prepared. I was going to do a short pastoral address. But when I woke up this morning, God changed my sermon and said, I want you to go in a different direction. Which says to me that somebody's been praying. Not only have you been praying, but someone has said a fervent prayer unto God. For the Bible shares with us that a fervent prayer availeth much. Which means that that sort of prayer gets through to God and calls God to react immediately. Somebody need to give God some praise in here. Someone has been praying and God heard them, and he wants you to know that he woke up because of your cry. He said, as a matter of fact, he was not asleep. He was waiting on you to call him. And he wants you to know that he's up now. And not only is he up, but he has spoken to your storms. And he said unto them, peace. Be still. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It makes me want to shout because I know when God speaks to your situation, that things must change for the better. I remember when I was going through and I would call on God. One day God just strode up so powerful in my life. I knew it was him. And it was nothing that I was doing to make things better. But God had apparently put his hand on my situation. He said, peace, be still. When we look at this text, we must realize that this time of event, when Jesus worked this miracle, the disciples had only been with him for 1 year. But they had been with him every day for 1 year. You would think that if you had spent that kind of time with someone, you would know who they are. If you spend that kind of time with somebody, you have an idea of just who they really are. I said that to say this to you in 2026, make sure that you spend quality time with God. Because the only way you're going to get to know someone is you must spend quality time with them. Don't just come to church. Don't just do your duty as a Christian. Get to really know who God is. So many of us are just obligated, okay, we're just coming out to the house of the Lord. It's not enough to come out to the house of the Lord. You really need to find out who he is. Because the only way that you, after a year of spending time with someone, don't know who they are, you're not spending quality time with them. You're just spending time. Many of us will just spend time and think that God is okay with you spending time. I said this to you guys once before when I was interested in the first lady. I made sure she understood that I was interested. I didn't want to waste time. I took advantage of all the time. If you want to really know who God is, take advantage of your time with him. Don't just waste time. These boys have been with him for a year, and he had worked several miracles. He worked miracles that showed his divine authority. He worked miracles that showed that he was Lord. He worked miracles that showed that he has authority over sickness and over demons. He even healed Peter's mother-in-law. And after he healed Peter's mother-in-law, many of the people in the area brought those who were sick and possessed with demons unto him, and he healed every last one of them. You think if you saw all that, you'll have an idea. You think if you witnessed all of that, you have an idea. He even healed the young man who was paralyzed, whose friends thought enough of him to climb up on top of the roof of a house and tear the roof open and lower that young man down to Jesus so Jesus could heal him. And Jesus just spoke to him and told him, get up. Because the faith of your friends have healed you. Somebody need to give God some praise in here. And then he forgave him of his sin, which showed that he was Lord. And then he restored a man's withering hand. On the Sabbath day, this miracle asserted that he was Lord. So if you think that I've spent all this time with you and I witnessed the miracles that you've done and I understand the miracles, I should have an idea of who you are. This is what perplexed me when it came to this text, because I had to ask the question, why would the disciples ask such a foolish question? Master, carest not that we perish? Why would they ask such a foolish question? And then I had to ask myself, how could they not realize who was in the ship with them when they witnessed all of this stuff that he's done? Now, the crazy part about it is they said the right stuff, but what they were saying didn't match, their faith didn't match what they were saying. Because they called him Master, but their faith didn't believe that he was. Oh, y'all don't hear me. The Bible says it like this: everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, does not belong to me. But if you're spending quality time with God, your words ought to match your actions. Or shall I say, your actions ought to match your words. Somebody better hear me here today. How can he be in your ship and you not know? Not know who he is. And then the last thing that really caught me off guard and perplexed me is that when he answered their prayer and saved them, the scripture said they became fearful of him. You're going to tell me you asked for help? Help showed up? Help delivered you? And the help that delivered you, you're now fearful of that help? That bothered me to my core. Wait now. I'm going to ask for help. Help going to come. Help going to give me what I asked for. But the help that came, I'm now fearful of that help. So y'all know me. Y'all know how my brain works. I have this warped analytical brain, and my theological imagination said this to me. It said, all these things transpired in the ship with the way they responded because they had seen other men do the same thing. They had seen other men heal people. So they were comfortable with him healing people. They had seen other men call out demons. So they were comfortable with him calling out demons. But when he spoke to nature, y'all don't hear me. When he did something that they couldn't understand, y'all, when he did something they considered to be impossible, they became fearful because they couldn't wrap their brains around it. I came here to tell you today, in 2026, when God do something that you can't wrap your brain around it, don't be fearful of the one who worked the work for you. You ought to go ahead and give him some praise, because he's due to praise. Somebody need to give God some praise in here. Who's in your ship with you? Huh? Is the Lord of Lords in your ship with you? Is the King of Kings in your ship with you? In 2026, if he's in your ship with you, don't be afraid. Go ahead and give him some praise. My brothers and sisters, as I take my seat, let me say this to you. Although those boys were afraid, they did have enough sense to invite him in. They said they took him in as he was. Church, don't put limitations on God. Let me say that one more time. Stop putting limitations on God. In 2026, let him come in the way he wants to come in. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, let him come in the way he wants to come in. Because first of all, it's not about it making sense to you. Because faith is about believing in that which does not make sense. That's why it's called faith. If it makes sense, that's not faith. That's you being able to do what God gave you the ability to do. But if it doesn't make sense, that's God. Somebody better give God some praise in here. Invite him in. Let him come in the way he wants to come in. And when he come in, accept him for who he is when he come in. Who's in your ship with you? The doors of my father's house are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. And the Bible says, find God while he can't be found. For surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my father's house are now open. If there would be one, come down front, and we'll give you the right hand of fellowship.
Offer Christ to you,
say, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Let us please stand. All right, let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, the Master, to say thank you. We're so thankful, Master, for your grace and for your mercy. We're so thankful for your presence with us. And Master, we know that your presence does not end here in this building with us. But as we leave this building and we go out into a world that's full of evil, corruption, deceit, pain, and hurt, that when we go, your presence is with us. And as your presence is with us when we go, we take with us the kind, sweet word of the Holy Ghost. We take the gospel of Jesus with us. And we pray that as we take it with us, that we leave the seeds as we go. Seeds that will plant you in the hearts of people. That will change their way of thinking. That will change their way of acting. That will change their very nature. So that their behavior will begin to reflect you. We ask that we go in this manner. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. And all God's children sing.